Son, never stop learning.
Picture a small business IT manager. She has a firewall, an antivirus subscription, and a vague feeling that something is wrong. She does not know what is actually reachable from the internet. She does not know whether her monitoring would catch anything. She is not shopping for tools. She is not trying to satisfy a checkbox. She wants one thing, certainty. She wants to know what is exposed and whether anyone would actually see it. That is the question Obsidian Blade Security has to answer before it earns the right to say anything else. Here is the discipline I want you to apply right now. A strong company thesis names the customer, the problem, the mechanism of value, and the measurable result in one sentence. That sentence becomes a testable hypothesis. If you cannot say it in one sentence, you do not have a product yet. You have a list of things you could do. So here is the sentence for Obsidian Blade Security. We show infrastructure teams their top 10 exposures and prove whether their detection would catch an attacker moving through them. That is the whole company. Everything else is a feature that either strengthens that sentence or gets cut. Notice what job that sentence serves. It is not selling tools. It is not outsourcing labor. It is not satisfying a compliance form. The job is reducing uncertainty. The buyer cannot act on what she cannot see. She cannot trust monitoring she has never tested. Uncertainty is the operational problem, and proof is the product. VOR-DER is the exposure engine. It finds what is reachable, ranks it, and tells her what matters first. VID-AR is the detection engine. It tests whether her monitoring would actually fire. Together, they deliver two things, exposure proof and detection proof. One prioritized list, one honest answer. Think about what happens when a small buyer hears the phrase, "We provide cybersecurity services." She has no way to evaluate it. It could mean anything. It probably means everything, which means the company has no point of view. Counterintuitively, adding more services at the start makes you less trustworthy, not more. A buyer with a real problem wants a specialist, not a menu. The Verizon 2025 Data Breach Investigations Report found that exploitation of vulnerabilities as an initial access vector increased 34% and accounted for 20% of breaches. Edge devices and VPNs were targeted in 22% of vulnerability exploitation activity. That is a specific, documented problem. A specific answer to a specific problem is what earns trust. You handled roughly 60 incidents across 5 platforms. That experience matters, but not as a headline. It matters because it tells you what buyers actually miss. They miss unknown assets. They miss unvalidated detection logic. They miss the gap between a scanner report and a real remediation. Verizon found that only about 54% of relevant edge device vulnerabilities were fully remediated during the year analyzed. A scan result is not proof of closure. That is the insight your SOC time gives you, and it is the insight the product has to operationalize. Use the experience to design the product. Let the product speak. The phrase exposure you can prove only holds up if proof has a defined standard. Reproducible evidence, a timestamp, an affected asset, a clear risk interpretation, an owner, a remediation action, a post-remediation verification. That standard is what separates threat exposure management from a one-time scan. A scan gives you a list. Exposure management gives you a continuous loop. Discover, rank, validate, close, verify. ISC2 reported in 2024 that 67% of organizations had a cybersecurity staffing shortage and 90% reported skills gaps. Organizations have tools. They lack the people to interpret findings, prioritize action, and verify that risk was actually reduced. That is the operational gap Obsidian Blade fills. Here is the standard I want you to hold. After a 30-second explanation, a buyer should be able to repeat back. They show me what is exposed, they test whether my monitoring would catch it, and they give me a ranked list of what to fix first. If she cannot repeat that, the product is not clear yet. Not the marketing, the product. Next, we turn that promise into an architecture. Two engines with different jobs and one shared outcome.